This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A structural engineer investigating the cause of the collapse of a Miami-area condominium tower last month said the investigation analyzed a number of possible scenarios to eliminate potential causes until they are able to identify what triggered the collapse. Speaking to the Associated Press, Alan E. Kilsheimer said he and his team were using 2D and 3D modeling to look at load-supporting elements, wind conditions, and other variables. While he says it is still too early to say what exactly caused the platform materials and caused the collapse, he has been able to study the North Building and perform the materials testing to compare with the building that actually collapsed. On Saturday, authorities raised the confirmed death toll from the collapse of the building to from Surfside to 86, with 43 people still missing. According to North Korea's KCNA news agency, the leaders of North Korea and China traded messages vowing to strengthen the cooperation on the anniversary of their Treaty of Friendship, and the cooperation and mutual assistance between the two countries. China has been North Korea's only major ally since the two signed the treaty in 1961, and international sanctions imposed over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles programs have made it more dependent than ever on Beijing for trade and other support. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. One of Hong Kong's most established pro-democracy civic organizations says it's letting go of its paid staff and cutting in half the size of its steering committee. The decision comes as Beijing steps up its crackdown on opposition activity in the city. The Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democrats Movement of China is best known for organizing the annual events commemorating the 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. It says seven of its 14 remaining steering committee members had decided to step down in the fact of growing protest-related activities. Critics accused China of betraying commitments to maintain Hong Kong's civil liberties for 50 years after the British handover. There was little reaction after Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's Prosperity Party won the most seats in Ethiopia's parliamentary election. It is a victory that assures him another term in office. Some of the people said that they were most concerned about the war in Tigray and would like the Prime Minister and his party to make peace a priority. Abiy hailed the June 21st vote as the country's first free and fair election after decades of repressive rule. However, an opposition boycott and war in the northern region of Tigray, ethnic violence and logistical challenges in some areas overshadowed the election. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday welcomed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Istanbul. Turkey's authorities released a statement saying that the latest developments in the Israel-Palestinian conflict and all of the aspects of Turkey-Palestinian relationships will be on the agenda. Abbas's visit to Turkey comes at a time of increased tension at home, where thousands of Palestinians have joined demonstrations in recent weeks against the Palestinian Authority, which governs parts of the Israeli-occupied West Bank. And the world's top finance officials endorse plans for a global minimum corporate tax. Ministers from the a group of 20 countries representing most of the world's economy announced their backing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.